Penguin Random House Audio presents A Curse Carved in Bone, Book 2 of the Saga of the Unfated, by Danielle L. Jensen. Read for you by Nina Indis and Nicholas Salmon. For the Ladies of Nuffa. Chapter 1. Freya. The storm struck without warning, attacking the Drakkar and driving us away from the rocky coast with such ferocity that the gods themselves must not have wanted us to cross the strait. As the Nordelander struggled against the violent waves, any visions I might have had about the glory of raiding across the seas were swiftly dissuaded by the cold, by the wet, but most of all, by the endless vomit. Not mine, as my sea legs were strong, but the contents of the stomachs of nearly everyone else, including Harald's hooded thralls, was filling the hull. Better to wade through vomit than to lean over the side and risk being swept away by the angry sea. What a disappointment it will be! I shouted over the thunder and the raging waters. If all your plots and all your schemes amount to nothing because we are drowned beneath the sea. All on board glared at me, though Tora's glare held little threat given that a stream of vomit spewed from her lips in the middle of it. I laughed and leaned against the hull, where I sat beneath a seal hide coated with my magic to keep the spray from soaking through. Or perhaps not even such a glorious death as to be claimed by Njord, by a death by turning your own innards into outards. I have heard such grand tales of Nordelander ferocity, but this is pitiful. Is she ever silent? Harald demanded of Björn. The king of Nordeland was not immune to the tossing waves, and his temper was fraying as a result. I gave him a beaming smile and was rewarded with a scowl. Björn only bent over the oar he was manning, unaffected by the waves, which was regrettable. If anyone deserved to taste the sour burn of bile, it was him and his lying tongue. You'll know no peace, father, Björn finally answered, the muscles of his back straining against his tunic as he put his strength into rowing. But I'll remind you that you invited her vitriol upon yourself. Harald's jaw tightened, yet instead of offering a retort, he only leaned into his own oar, thin arms laboring. Not even Nordeland's king was absolved from rowing through this nightmare. Everyone's strength required to keep us from floundering. The northern strait was notorious for claiming lives, and Njord's domain cared not for the power of kings, nor the children of gods. A wave rolled over the Drakkar, and water slapped me in the face with such violence it hurt. Fear rose in my chest, for it was impossible to breathe in the icy deluge. The vessel tipped and slid down the trough between swells, the blackness of the depths seeming to reach for me. I clung to what handholds I could, nails scratching on the wood and my ears ringing with the shrieks of the thralls who lost their grips. To fall meant death, for there was no salvation in the crushing sea. Yet my fear faded to longing as I stared at the dark water. It whispered words promising relief from the grief that clawed at my heart, from the rage that plagued my soul, from the loneliness that hollowed my insides, for I had lost everything that mattered to me, including my purpose.